So once you've produced the result, then you begin to shift and you change little things, and then it becomes more of your own. It's kind of like what we're doing. I mean, when we came through NLP, we said, here's a model that we want to latch onto. It's kind of like a franchise from a business perspective. And this maps true cross-contextually. The reason why franchises work is because they're proven, tested models that work. If you follow the formula, you get the result. The people that fail in a franchise are those that don't follow the formula, or those that are so anxious to make it their own that they feel that they don't need to follow the formula. And then, and inevitably, that's when the franchise doesn't work. It's the same thing if you're modeling relationships. You know, it's the same thing if you're modeling physical health. It's the same thing. It's kind of, I was working with somebody who said she wanted to get in better shape physically. And I said, okay, and we laid out this plan. And for me, from my perspective, I said, okay, well, what needs to happen is some exercise. Because she wasn't into exercise. She said, no, I think it's raw foods. She said, I need to eat raw foods. I said, okay. I said, I'm 100% behind you. I said, and if you look at the people that are really producing result, because she wanted to weigh her ideal weight, that was her thing. I said, what are they doing? Not what do you think it is, not what does this doctor tell you or this doctor tell you. What are the people that are producing the result that you want to produce doing? And she said, no, I think it's raw foods. And I said, okay. I said, well, I think that you should incorporate some exercise and stuff. And ultimately, the person didn't listen to me, and they went off and did their raw foods and got the results that they got. Why? Because they didn't take the proven model and use the proven model to get those results. They wanted to change it. They wanted to adapt it before they did. So from a business perspective in my life, what I've done is I've said, okay, I'm going to take the proven model of NLP, latch onto it, take it for the full ride until I find that I'm able to produce the same results because we've got a good model in NLP. I'm going to do it for 2 years like Tony did. And then we're beginning to adapt it and change it a little bit. And we're adding our own stuff. And we're adding the breakthrough events. And we're adding, but you don't do that until you've proven the same model. In fact, I know people that are in NLP today that wanted to change the model too soon, and that's why they're getting the results that they're getting. Yeah. So you've got to produce the result and then change the model. And that's the same thing with modeling cross-contextually. Produce the result first, then begin to make it your own. Find a model that you can latch onto, whether it be in the business world or whether it be in the relationship world, and play it 100% and replicate that model at 100% and then begin to make it your own. A spiritual model. If you wanted to go and if you wanted to launch a spiritual teaching school, what you'd do is you go and you'd find the model of the person who had produced that result, find that you can replicate it exactly. That's how Richard Branson does it. Richard Branson, he's got a $4 billion net worth. He's the head of over 200 organizations. He doesn't create new things necessarily. What he does is he does what's called branded venture capitalism. So he's got the Virgin title, the Virgin name, and entrepreneurs come and pitch him their projects. They say, hey, we'd like to start up Virgin car rentals, Virgin Cola, Virgin this, Virgin that. And he just sits back in his office and he looks at them and he goes, okay, I'll put the Virgin name on that. And the entrepreneur puts up most of the money. Richard might put up a little bit, and then he'll be the figurehead and throw his name on it. And now he's got a new company that he's running. And what he does is he doesn't reinvent the wheel. He goes and he'll look at an existing model like Virgin Blue, the airline Virgin Blue, which is a smaller Virgin airline. Virgin Blue, all they did was they replicated the model. They knocked off the model of Southwest Airlines. So they looked at Southwest. They said, what are they doing? Well, that's a fun airline. Southwest has that fun, you know, that they kind of got that cheeky type of humor. You know, they're always they're cracking jokes and stuff, and they just fly from, they make short flights and stuff. And what Richard says in his mind, he says, okay, this is the model that we're going to model, and we're going to do it exactly like they do it until we've replicated that model. And then we're going to start changing the model a little bit, but we don't change it too soon because then we don't know that we can produce that same result. So in modeling, we're going to look out at somebody that's producing a result we want to produce, and then we say, okay, I'm going to latch onto this model, take it for all it's worth, even if it's not exactly what I want to do, and then what I'll do is make it exactly what I want to do once I found that I could produce a result. I don't know how I got off on that, yeah. Yeah. Does it help? Yeah, absolutely. Can you elicit people's values? Yeah, you know how to elicit values. You walk up to them and you say, right.